A melted candy bar helps create the microwave oven. Percy Spencer was so fascinated by the sinking of the Titanic that he became a scientist. He joined the Navy, trained as a radio electrician, and ultimately became a civilian expert on radar during World War II, earning the Distinguished Public Service Award for his work. But he did it all without ever having graduated from high school. After the war, Spencer worked for Raytheon Manufacturing, a defense contractor. As he was walking near the radar equipment one day, he absentmindedly stuck his hand in his shirt pocket and found a gooey mess. Spencer often carried a Mr. Peanut candy bar to feed the squirrels at lunch. He knew enough about radar to suspect that its heat-producing Megatron waves could be the culprit, but he wasn't sure. So he placed a bag of popcorn kernels in front of the machine, and they popped. Then came a raw egg, which dutifully exploded all over a skeptical colleague's face. Spencer fine-tuned his discovery with Raytheon and marketed it to airlines, railways, restaurants, and cruise liners as the radar range, or as it's known now, the microwave oven. Fortunately, microwaves have come a long way since 1947, when they stood nearly 6 feet tall, weighed 750 pounds, and cost $3,000. That's roughly $35,000 today. A coconut saves JFK's life. August 2, 1943, began as a cloudy, moonless night in the South Pacific for 26-year-old Navy Lieutenant John F. Kennedy. As Kennedy and his crew patrolled the Solomon Islands from their boat, PT-109, a Japanese destroyer pierced through the fog and sliced the smaller ship in half. An enormous fireball filled the sky, and two men aboard PT-109 were killed. As Kennedy and 10 other survivors huddled around the wreck, they realized they had no choice but to swim to a nearby island. Kennedy, a former member of the Harvard swim team, personally towed one of his wounded comrades with his teeth for 5 hours through shark and crocodile-infested waters to Plum Pudding Island, where they ate coconuts to survive. After several days, the men flagged down two Solomon Island natives passing in a canoe who agreed to take a message to the Allied forces. The dispatch was carved into a coconut shell. Nuro Isle, commander, native knows posted. He can pilot. 11 alive. Needs small moat. Kennedy. The islanders delivered the coconut, and the men were soon rescued. Years later, Judge Ernest W. Gibson, Jr., a colonel in the South Pacific during the war, surprised the newly elected President Kennedy with a gift. It was the coconut he had carved his message into. Kennedy had it encased in plastic and used it as a paperweight throughout his presidency. Today, it's on permanent display at the John F. Kennedy Library in Boston.